You are listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast, and everyone's getting up. There goes my dogs, so I can't record anything without dogs jumping in. Oh my gosh, people are going off about a bill, executive order that was signed. I have not read it, but I'm just going to play one video of what someone said. We'll talk about it, and then I'll do more research, and I don't know. You know, these little fine prints of how these attorneys write this shit and what they put in the fine orders for your state, you know, could it come back to bounce back on the Tennessees? You know, are you guys fighting back in Tennessee on this? I'd love to know what you think.
Wow, an evil executive order was just signed in Tennessee. This is crazy. It okays the building of concentration camps. It authorizes the National and State Guards. And it also talks about how they can call you up and do a mental health assessment. If they don't like your behavior, if they think you're crazy, then they can forcibly lock you up in an asylum. This is insane. And the fourth point I want to bring up is it seems like a lot of this bill is about lowering the requirements for healthcare hiring, especially. And I think this is because they're planning on forcing out from the medical industry, all the hospitals and such, people who won't take the stabs, who won't take the experimental injections. So they have to hire more people. And it's not based on who's got the best merits. It's based on compliance and obedience, which is an incredibly vicious cycle because it perpetrates the concentration camps. It perpetrates this punitive psychiatry of the forced asylums. So they're lowering their standards because they're going to fire a bunch of good people from the healthcare system. People who do their research and think for themselves. The kinds of people that I would want looking after me if I ever went to those godforsaken hellholes called hospitals. So let's check out this executive order. This is executive order number 83, dated on August the 6th. And shout out to Mike Adams for breaking this story. So this is out of the state of Tennessee in the United States. Governor Bill Lee unilaterally pushed this through, and it's called In Order to Facilitate the Continued Response to COVID-19. So these people milk this cash cow for all it's worth. They're doing all their tyranny. This is crazy. So let's start with the building of the concentration camps. It's probably a good one to start with. Temporary quarantine and isolation facilities may be constructed. We're suspending the Tennessee Code, Section 6811202, it says, to allow for the construction of temporary structures. So it says right here, they're altering the Tennessee Code to allow them to construct temporary structures, which would otherwise be subject to review for all these other regulations. And what will these temporary structures be used for? Well, temporary quarantine and isolation. Quarantine and isolation. So they're building concentration camps to house, what, the unvaccinated people? The people who test positive for COVID? This is sick, and it proves the long-term agenda here. This isn't going away anytime soon. And also, why don't you put this at number one? You're calling for concentration camps, and you're going to bury it down at number 18? Well, maybe that's because 6 plus 6 plus 6 equals 18. Is that it? Ooh. And I know what some of you were thinking. Ooh. I'm thinking it too. Ooh. Doesn't Tennessee already have concentration camps?
What?
I guess they're expanding. This is terrifying, folks. Do you guys remember this headline? This story from May of 2020? COVID-19 patient arrested after leaving fairgrounds quarantine, court records show. So I believe it was a homeless man who was rounded up and thrown into a concentration camp. And he tried to leave. He jumped the barbed wire and he left. They tracked him down and they threw the book at him. He was charged with fleeing the concentration camp. This is in Tennessee. This is crazy. To allow for the construction of temporary structures. Wow. So they don't have enough space. I guess they filled up all of their permanent structures. And now they're going to start building temporary camps. This is obscene. This is evil. Now let's look at the next terrifying aspect of this bill. National and state guards authorized. And it's very vague about what they're authorized to do. And keep in mind, they've been trying to normalize the police and the military going door to door with these vaccine propagandists. Door knocker snake oil salesman. This is crazy. So here on page 5, number 8, discretion to utilize National Guard and State Guard members in connection with certain healthcare and emergency services operations. This is crazy. So, anything having to do with COVID, apparently now they can use the National Guard and the State Guard. Wow. Horrifying. So it says, namely, personnel may perform authorized diagnostic testing for COVID-19 in healthcare settings, including but not limited to hospitals, emergency departments, and alternate care sites, collectively known as facilities. They can perform authorized nursing and other functions in facilities, and they can also operate ambulances, it says. It says the following provisions are hereby suspended, which is something they do a lot of in this document, suspending regulation to push forward their agenda. With respect to licensure, continuing education, and other requirements for personnel or facilities utilizing personnel. So we're going to get to this in a second, but a lot of this document is about lowering the standards, presumably because they're going to fire a bunch of people for ideological differences, in clear violation of the Nuremberg Code, because this centers around people not wanting to be part of this grand experiment, and they're being punished and coerced and threatened and intimidated. It's obscene, and we should call this out and reject this on its face. So just to recap, so far we've covered the governor okays the building of concentration camps for COVID-19. He authorizes the National and State Guards, pretty much the military, right? That's a scary combination. So let's go to the third point here. They can call you up and involuntarily confine you. Look here at number 14 on page number 7. Telephone assessments for involuntary commitment cases are permitted. So presumably they already have some punitive psychiatry system. And if you've never heard of punitive psychiatry, you really ought to look it up. It's where the state punishes dissenters by forcing them in asylums or forcing treatments on them or taking away their rights, etc. It seems we can't shake this terrifying atrocity called punitive psychiatry. It's been with us for a long time, and I see it rearing its ugly head big time very soon. So presumably they would have to see people in person previously to involuntarily confine them. But now they can do it over the phone. They can literally phone it in as they steal people's liberties and force them to go somewhere that they don't want to go. Hence the word involuntary. This is disgusting. This is evil. These people never committed a crime, yet they're being targeted by the state using the guise of psychiatry. This is the state that is systematically ruining the minds of hundreds of millions of people in this country alone, with the forced masks, the masks in schools for hours on end for the children, all the fear-based propaganda, and then they pretend to care about our health as an excuse to take away our rights and target dissenters. And you can bet they're going to start calling people mentally insane for not wanting their vaccine as soon as it comes to that point for them. Now, some of them will actually believe it, but the people actually pushing forward the plan knows it's just a great excuse for them. They can pretend to be virtuous. Oh, we just care so much about mental health. That's one reason why we're hearing the...
All right, so that is timtruth.com. Interesting. He's, you know, exposing our government and the stupidity and the evilness. And here's another thing that is jaw-dropping testimony by Dr. Zawinski to the Jewish court. And this was just released, and I've seen this somewhere else, and it took me a while to find it, like it always does. And let me play some of that, because that's...
I'll just give you quickly my experience. My team has directly treated successfully 6,000 patients. I've trained hundreds of physicians who are now training their students. And as a cumulative group, we've treated millions of patients successfully. President Trump was my patient. Rudy Giuliani was my patient. Reb Chaim Konevsky has been my patient. Mr. Litzman, your health minister of Israel last year, was my patient. I'm just telling you which people have contacted me for care, including President Bolsonaro of Brazil. Now, my experience has given me a very unique perspective in approaching COVID-19, which is basically keeping people out of the hospital. I would like to describe, regarding children, the only reason you would want to treat a child is if you believe in child sacrifice, or even the voters are. If you want to be mocked of children like a carbon of a loser, it's a very good reason to give him the shot. Otherwise, there's no necessity. Let me explain. Anytime you evaluate any therapeutic, you need to look at it from three perspectives. Is it safe? Does it work? And do you need it? Just because you have a capability doesn't mean that you have to use it. There has to be a medical necessity. There has to be a need for it. You look at the CDC, the statistics for children under the age of 18 that are healthy, the survival rate is 99.998% survival rate with no treatment. Just like Dr. Yudin said, the influenza virus is more dangerous to children than COVID-19.
All right, the next thing is coming from the True Reporter, a little video. Oh, I do not want to see a mandate for masks or vaccines because the right to choose what's best for us. And this is just a whole bunch of people finally getting together. And this is what I really want to see, because I don't care if you got it or not. I'm hearing from people that called me frantic, that could lose their job, and they're freaking, and I understand it. And then other friends that already caved and got it, and pray for them in the sense that it's not what it says it is. It's not what it says it is. And I don't know where to show you that video. I'm trying to find that. Let's give you a little positivity, though.
We wanted to let the governor know where we stand, and we want him to stand up and protect our state and the people that live here. Healthcare workers are being forced to take the vaccine. Pilots are being forced to take the vaccine, and especially with healthcare workers, it even though they spent all the past 18 months taking care of people that were sick with COVID, all of a sudden they need the vaccine to continue working. I actually had a very severe vaccine injury long before the current state of things ever occurred. I was told to not take vaccines. I can't be the only person that's in that position.
When people say to me, you know, it's going to be FDA approved, will you take it then? Absolutely not. FDA approval means nothing. I mean, they have approved, look at our grocery stores. I mean, that means absolutely nothing.
Governor Kevin Stitt, not to speak is to speak.
I'm John Bennett. And I am the chairman of the Oklahoma Republican Party. And I choose to stand here today with all of you and fight the good fight of faith, the good fight of freedom that we all are here to fight for today. That is why I am here today. And I'm here to stand with you as we fight for this freedom.
So that was Oklahoma City. And I've shared a little bit, but that was a different point from a different person who's reporting it. These are people that you should go, like, support that I didn't know anything about, because you can't find them. There's, like, the True Reporters. You have to turn off your TV. I don't turn on my TV. I don't want that negativity crap on me. I want to censor and be careful what is coming in and what is coming out. And I have to be. There goes my dogs. There must be something really out there that's really making them pretty pissed off tonight. So anyhow, with the wake of everything that's been going on, I thought, well, that is something interesting I wanted to share. I can't find the full video. There is a full video somewhere of where that doctor talks to those Israeli enlighteners, because you got to understand, in Israel, it is like a whole lot of them vaccinated, and what they're seeing in the hospitals are most of the vaccinated super, super sick. And he gives a huge talk about what you could be giving in the light of medications and what you could be doing and what I did. And anyways, and then the vaccines weren't safe. I don't know where the other clip is. Let's see if I can get to it. Let me go back up. Only way I can get to it. Let's see. Bear with me as I look for this stuff and dig for these things that are important. You know, they're super important, and we need to chat. Okay, so it's beginning of this. All right, listen to this. This is SGT Reports. Why isn't it playing? Pause, play. Sorry, I think I had these things together. I hate the dead air. Can't have dead air. And things aren't playing, like, paused, play, trying to get things to work. So maybe if I refresh the screen, let's do that. Because sometimes it's just super hard, you know, because sometimes it's hard to, all right, let's see if this will work. All right, give up 1 second here. Thanks for bearing with me. Thanks for hanging out. I hope that you listen to this demonic globalist.
I think that's going to happen pretty smartly this autumn. But then don't forget, these vaccines are unlikely to completely sterilize a population. They're very likely to have an effect which works in a percentage, say 60 or 70%. These vaccines are unlikely to completely sterilize a population. They're very likely to have an effect which works in a percentage, say 60 or 70%, we'll have to look quite carefully, and the regulators will have to look quite carefully to make sure that it's done what we need it to do before it gets approved. So there will be a delay between the outcome of the trial and a decision whether it can be approved as a vaccine.
The body count, the piles of bodies are so high. So again, Matt, I'm asking you, as an employee that represents the FDA, I would like, as a concerned person representing all of humanity, what is the body count? What is the end body count that this is going to end?
So there's not an answer that I would.
Shouldn't
be able
there
to
be an answer? Shouldn't we have
that question? Because
isn't it a good question? Well, Matt? Wouldn't you think this is a good question?
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. We cover a lot in this one as we expose the evil cabal and their plot to destroy humanity. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Guys, it's a fact that many people...
All right, so before he goes and shares the sponsors, I would like to know... I'm having to get... Every time I try to record something, my dogs want to come in. So this is a TikTok one that got pretty viral. I mean, I think there was about 5,000. I don't even do TikTok. Some people send them to me. But this Amber person. Anyways, it's in Telegram. I found this.
Listen, you are being lied to. Everything that you have learned is a lie. The foods that we are taught to eat are made to poison us, okay? There's literally labs, and I've been there. I am a survivor of human trafficking and human experimentation. There are labs. There is a secret part of research and science where they are literally experimenting in the worst ways, and not only with food and things like that that they are weaponizing against us, but they're also experimenting on children and living beings. We all get taught to eat eggs. We're taught it's a great source of protein. Little did you know that in a lab, they literally were cutting off the tops of the eggs. They learned how to grow viruses in them. They released viruses on us that were weaponized bioweapons into the population. And now everyone's eating nothing but eggs, feeding the viruses. If you haven't noticed, everyone's getting sick. Everyone's struggling. Everyone's got some sort of symptom and condition. And the only way for us to heal, we have a window. We have a time right now where we have the answers. We have the truth with the medical medium information where it's censored, but it's still available online. It's going to come to a point where we don't have access to everything online, but we do right now. And we need to take it seriously. They have literally mind controlled everybody to just go on autopilot and to just eat and do the things that we've been programmed and conditioned to do. A lot of it has to do with food because they want to keep everyone sick. When they keep you sick, you cannot have true freedom. It's hard to step into the fullness of your purpose and what you're supposed to do here if you don't have your health. The medical medium information is literally from God, and it's an answer, and I pray that you would please look into it. Because if you knew what research and science is doing and the evil that they have plotted for this planet, it is literally a sick, perverted game to them. And you're just a pawn to them. They've done horrendous things to children, including myself. Men in the white lab coats experimenting with all sorts of different chemicals and drugs on us. You need to wake up. Wake up out of your sleep. Do not go to sleep and go on autopilot and just do what you've been programmed and conditioned to do your whole life. Take your power back. The only way that you can take your power back is with the truth. And the only source of pure truth on this planet right now is literally from Anthony William, medical medium. It is critical that you know that one of the number one foods that they're using to make enslave everyone and make everyone sick is eggs. If you haven't heard the podcast, if you go to Apple Podcast, Medical Medium Podcast, go to the episode on eggs and listen to it. It will blow your fucking mind. I know it's not easy to hear this kind of information, but please, for God's sake, please just give it an ear. We only have a certain amount of time where we can really heal right now while we have access to all of the foods and supplements.
Before you buy another watermelon, watch this video. When picking out a watermelon, look for these vein-like webbing lines. It's a good indicator that the watermelon is extra...
Not sure if you knew this. I found this tip a couple months ago, so I've been testing it out, and it works so well.
Some scary COVID research news.
Sorry, that, you know, it goes right on to the next little thing, and you don't always want the next little thing. I don't know, she's a little odd. A little odd, but they're concerned. This other one was other TikTok one. This one was interesting. Let's see if I can get it to play. Sometimes these things are funky monkeys. I guess this is why people are doing TikTok. And
a lot of California employees are receiving notices from their employers saying that they either need to take the COVID-19 vaccine or get COVID-19 tested weekly without pay. And I have a big issue when any of these notices say that you will not get paid for that testing time. It's already well-settled law that if your employer requires you to do anything for work, then you need to be paid for it. If your employer says, hey, go get me a coffee, go to the coffee shop, you're going to get paid for that time. And like I told everyone last March, if your employer requires you to take a COVID-19 test before returning to work, they need to pay for that time too. And the COVID-19 test. And any deductible you need to pay for your insurance to take that COVID-19 test. And the time you spend on the phone with your insurance company. So if you receive a notice that says you need to get COVID-19 tested and you will not get paid for it, you need to send them an email back saying, I disagree, I will get COVID-19 tested each week and I will also be tracking my hours. And if you get fired because of that email, if you get fired because of that complaint, that's illegal.
Before you buy another watermelon, watch this video.
Sorry. Interesting. Gosh, people are dropping stuff left and right. And I hope people will speak up. And I hope that people will be smart. And I like to see more people planning events and showing up at their capital, showing up at their businesses in protest. That's all I can say is about that. And then this Tom dude that's a rapper came out with some... he came out with his own little thing. And a video. And that's gotten huge views. There's another one. They're protesting in other countries. They're that in France. France and Europe is. There are. Thank God we're getting clips. You know where to see them, but not on regular media. But we are getting the clips. So, no jazz. Hear something out there. It's funny because there's a report that says this is done, you know, I'm recording this and it is the 15th of August, and a document revealed that Pfizer doesn't mandate the vaccine for their own employees. Hello, wake up. Do something. Do something with what you're hearing. It's so hard to dig. I understand, because you have to go to DuckDuckGo. Google is censoring the crap out of you. The censorship is just beyond belief. I get things because people send to me stuff, and then I do the digging or I research. Anyways, you be the smart one in this. We'll keep this short tonight, and make it short and sweet. Thanks for stopping by.